Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to a brand new episode of Behind the Counter. I almost said Matt Men. This is our 101st episode, and we're the 101st Airborne of comic books. My name is Rich Stambolian. I'm your host, and with me, as always, the Adam Levine to my Blake Shelton, Jonathan Adler.
Who's Blake Shelton?
He's the country guy. I call him Country Mundry. I don't know why.
What do you mean?
He's on The Voice.
Oh. Yeah. You watch The Voice?
Sometimes. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I kind of wish CeeLo would do a run-in sometimes. Mm.
He's on the show anymore?
Yeah. I think it's like Ursher.
Ursher.
It can't be called anything else, man.
Ursher?
Ursher. Yeah.
Yeah?
That's it. It's Ursh. That's what I do.
Usher.
That's Ursher.
Well, I was wrong.
Agree or disagree chat room.
Is it Usher or Usher?
Is it Usher?
Usher.
Is it Usher or Ursher? Anyway. This is
Do you really think his name is Ursher?
No, it's Usher. I know it's Usher. I was watching, I think somebody introduced him on an award show years ago and was like, yeah, without further ado, Ursher.
Ursher.
Doing like the southern, you know, so the southern weird rap thing.
They don't have Ushers down south.
No, Ursher's. They got Ursher's.
They're Ursher's.
Anyway, this is your weekly dose of comic book and pop fiction. Pop fiction.
And STDs.
Pop culture, STDs.
Pimples. You guys like pimples?
So, you know, we've kind of bounced around a little bit since our 100th episode, which is great.
We've been all around town.
I think we...
Bring the show on the road.
We celebrated pretty hard after our 100th episode.
Yeah, I had a really bad day the next day.
Did
in
you?
Terms of a hangover, yeah.
I agree.
I was in really bad shape. This guy was okay.
It was all his martinis. I don't think this guy was okay. Yeah. He was lying.
You don't think I was okay?
No.
Why? I was like a robot. I wasn't even loaded there.
I was like a robot.
There was a great picture of Jess and I.
Oh, at the
mortified.
Shock, yeah.
Mortified at something. Who was sitting? Vicky saying.
Yeah.
Like mortified.
Yeah.
And I'm dying to remember what that conversation was.
You weren't mortified. I think it was just you just both decided to yawn inside your hands.
No. It was like a shock look.
Did she say she was going to put rat poison in your martini?
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
You had like 7 martinis, man.
I did.
Like, I was coming close to blacking out at one point. I'm serious. I was like, I haven't drank that much in a long time.
Yeah.
I really like was like, all right, it's time for me to go. Like I had to, like the whole thing in my head, like I don't know how to stand right.
You did this a couple times. You went,
huh. Did I?
Yeah. You were like, you were kind of like in the conversation, but you weren't, and you go,
That's probably our time.
I hate saying this, but I was afraid it was going to be like the scene from Wolf of Wall Street. Like, got in the car, drove her home, no problem. And then the next morning, like...
Well, we all raced our cars when we left.
That's true. I think I stayed for another drink after you guys left.
We were outlaws. I'm pretty sure you walked out with us, man.
No, I stayed.
Did you?
You guys left, yeah.
Like, I stayed by at yourself, the bar. Or you stayed with
No, just stayed. Okay. Yeah.
Well, good time.
It was ludicrous. Thank you, Chad Michael Punk. Ursher.
Sure.
So what's up, man?
Not a whole lot, man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's opening up this week.
I know. It's pretty nuts, man. You get Captain America, Spider-Man.
Great.
We're getting a new Batman this year.
I might go see the world premiere of X-Men.
X-Men, yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. I got like a free tickets for the X-Men event.
The X-Men.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
Nice. Where at?
I don't know.
Okay. It's probably going to be downtown.
Lincoln Center or something like that.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 2, first Spider-Man movie to get a negative rating on
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
really?
Certified rotten.
No.
Wait a minute.
Way.
Over the third one?
Over the third one.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
That's bad. Insane.
The third one was well received kind of early on.
Yeah.
This is certified rotten because it's over 57% rotten.
But why? Who would think the third one was a good movie?
I don't know.
We did when we first saw it.
Yeah, like begrudgingly. I think we both loaded. We saw that movie.
Very low debt.
Because we left work at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and then got hammered. We had road beers, all that stuff.
We had a bunch of other stuff. We went to a diner and met Tony, and we both thought he was a murderer because he came in with the hood.
Oh, that's right.
And we were like in the movie theater parking lot, like just kind of
that's right
loopy. And then we saw the movie and we're like, this is amazing. And then like the next day, we're like,
that movie wasn't amazing.
It was terrible. It was like really an terrible, awful movie. I will defend the fact that the Sandman, the original Sandman transformation,
it's awesome,
was the coolest part of the movie.
Yeah,
doesn't hold up. The Spider-Man flicks do not hold up.
Nothing. None of them do.
Nothing. I'm really excited about this one. I love Spider-Man. I didn't realize, like, I was watching TV the night and it was like May 2nd, Spider-Man. I was like, what? I thought it was like August, you know?
Nah, it's happening, man. It's all happening right now.
It's an interesting year for movies as far as blockbusters go, because we got Cap, Spider-Man, X-Men, 3 Marvel movies, right? Godzilla. Throw Godzilla in there.
I'm looking forward to Godzilla.
What else is on the horizon for this year as far as like mega movies go?
Lone Ranger's coming out, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think it's I think a lot of them are scaling back on big blockbusters. I think it's a Tom Cruise like sci-fi movie coming out.
Oh, great.
In terms of like superhero stuff, I think that's it, right? That's the
Scientology of the movie.
Yeah, I can't think of what else is coming out for the rest of the month.
Yeah, I don't think we're getting in, like, apart from the 3 Marvel flicks, I don't think we're getting anything for the rest of the year. Unless something pops up that we just completely forgot about.
It's more than likely.
What happened?
Probably more than likely.
Yeah. I hope the new X-Men movie is as good as the trailers that they're showing.
I don't think the trailers are good at all.
I really enjoy the trailers apart from them showing the Sentinels, because, like, I still think they look like garbage.
They look like shit.
But I like the cast, man. It's a good cast. You know, you're smashing all the X-Men flicks together. You have Jennifer Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
Love Jennifer Lawrence. Fassbender.
Guarantee she's only in the movie for like 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Let's do your prediction.
Fassbender's going to be great.
Fassbender. Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Just chewing. You know they're going to have amazing scenes together. Patrick Stewart. McAvoy. Great scenes together. Hugh Jackman's the one tying factor. I would like to see a little bit of like an old man Logan in this. Maybe like if they really mess around with
like legitimate old man Logan or like an older Logan,
like legitimate old man Logan.
Oh, I'd love that.
How old?
Well, old man Logan,
but he doesn't
like,
age.
He does
not by much. He's like 350 years old.
No,
how old is he?
He was born in the late 1800s, right?
Yeah,
just about over a little 100.
Yeah, years old. Let's say 150.
Yeah.
Okay.
At one point, we thought he was like 350 years old. Okay. Like he was like way back in the day.
That's right. The New Turtles movie.
New Turtles movie.
I have no problem with the New Turtles movie. I like the way they look.
Don't like it. It's Michael Bay, man.
I'm cool with it, man. I like the Transformers flicks. Transformers 4.
Transformers 4. New Transformers movie this year.
I love it. I want more. I want it all. I like Dark of the Moon.
So did I. I did like that movie. X-Men Days of Future Past. Maleficent coming out. Yeah. Made in America. All these great movies.
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, that's true. Four Marvel movies this year. That was the one that we forgot about completely, which I think it has like an August due date.
Yeah, you know? It is August.
Listen, I'm looking forward to that. We've talked about that movie at length. The X-Men movie, because this is supposed to be the make it or break it for the franchise. And, you know, like the first two X-Men movies, first X-Men movie doesn't hold up. X-Men 2 holds up for the most part.
For the most part.
X-Men 3, terrible friggin' movie.
You know my problem is with the X-Men movies? And it shows in the trailer, too, for the new ones? It's a lot of turning and looking at the camera. Like, a good chunk of it is, like, you know, Singer really
staring at the camera?
Well, they're posing.
Yeah, like, a lot of them, like, you know, almost all the shots of Days of Future Past on the commercial is them, like, turning and looking directly at the camera. Like, they're looking in awe in the distance. And the same thing with, like, you know, most of the movies where a lot of, like, Wolverine standing and then turning and looking.
Yeah. He likes dudes. Stoic posing.
Because he likes dudes.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Who? Singer?
Oh, he's Singer.
Hugh Jackman? Definitely.
Okay.
Jackman, definitely. Jackman, I have no doubt in my mind that he is a very happy gay man.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it the older wife that makes you think that?
It's the older wife in the Broadway.
Okay.
It's the you just made a bajillion dollars on X-Men being world's toughest man, and the first thing you do is the story about the gayest man on Broadway.
Hey, listen, you gotta...
He's completely talented, man. I love the dude.
But do you think Michael Douglas is gay for playing Liberace?
No. No, Michael Douglas went on record that he got mouth cancer from going down on ladies too much. So, I'm pretty sure he's okay.
I could play anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how to feel about the X movie. I saw the trailer the night when, you know, during Raw, and I'm like, apart from the Sentinels.
You get excited about Blink and Bishop, that's why.
I get excited about Bishop. Yeah. I love Bishop. Blink, I could, whatever. I like Blink, the character in the comic book. great in the comic, but
long-haired Bishop,
not so much, man. Oh yeah, I want the dreadlocked M-faced Bishop. But they're gonna do like, see, that's the thing that lets this movie be its own entity, is that they don't really have to follow anything because you're smashing a lot of crap together, mm-hmm. you know. And with every superhero movie, we always say the same thing: just give us some cameos and give us some hints and blah 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 blah.
You'll get Apocalypse.
I don't think we're going to get Apocalypse.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because of the blank thing.
The next movie is Apocalypse.
Okay. I want Bishop.
Morph. You want Morph.
I want Morph. I want the Bishop Gambit stuff. I wouldn't mind it.
Is Gambit in the movie?
No.
No.
But that was the whole thing. That was like one of the best. I don't know about best at this point in time, but that was one of the more interesting X-Men storylines that was still convoluted that went for years, you know?
Well, I think that, yeah, I think, I love that storyline. Right. I think the payoff was pretty crappy, mm-hmm. Onslaught and everything, but it was like, yeah, one of the great feuds and mysteries that are out there.
Like, who kills Professor X?
But I think, knowing Singer and what he's done with the other two X-Men movies, I think they're going to be a little bit more than just, like, dudes in the background, like, in terms of Bishop. I don't think you're going to get much meat to his, like, time traveling. You're not going to get the idea of, like, the man, the mission. I think he's going to be another soldier in future team.
I want Cable.
I want Cable. Yeah, everyone wants on Cable.
Cable would be cool. Cable would make a lot of sense, especially with the time travel stuff.
Well, Forge.
Forge.
Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All those guys from that time.
Yeah.
I think the interesting thing about Forge is that I feel like you could put him in the movie and you can completely recast him as somebody who is totally young.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to see the see-through leg.
What's see-through leg?
Yeah, like a glass leg.
The cyber leg.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's glass.
Yeah, it was a robot.
I thought it was glass.
I think there was some part. I think you could see like the circuitry part of it. Yeah. You're definitely. I think you're definitely gonna get Cable in this, just because they. I think the next thing they're doing is working on the X-Force property.
Okay. Get some Cable and Apocalypse at the end. Yeah. You know, who would you pick for Cable? Would you go? Would you go a young version of Cable, or would you go straight like?
I go old, gnarly,
like fifties, late fifties.
Yeah, I would get. Who's that dude? There's a.
Are we thinking of the same guy?
Probably
the dude from Band of Brothers who's in Justified.
The one that was in Band of Brothers and Justified
got white hair.
No, he's too polished. I want like a guy with legitimate like cracks in his face. That dude who was,
you know who.
Who?
The father in Sons of Anarchy.
Ron Perlman?
Ron Perlman can't. No.
No.
I can see where you're going with that. He does have the really gnarly face for it. He wouldn't be able to do it.
Or the guy in Hellboy. No, same guy.
Same guy. Yeah. He can I like those two guys. Two good actors. Yeah. He can barely walk across the room. I don't think he's going to be very good with the giant gun. Remember, did you see Avatar? You saw Avatar?
The general.
Yeah,
or that the guy. Major or whatever.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I've seen him in other stuff. He's good, man. Mm.
Michael Shannon.
I don't know.
I think Michael Shannon would be excellent.
I think he'd be good in the franchise. I don't think it's good as Cable.
Picture him with the scars across his eye, and
you want a young guy
and white hair. You know,
so you're okay with going with a younger guy, like mid 30s, early 40s, and then just put white hair on.
Well, let's dissect the character for a minute, because like Cable was always of like ambiguous age, because he. Cyclops' son that got jettisoned into the future.
Right.
You don't know how old he is when he came back. Right.
You're assuming he's like in his 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
I think his age range could be late 30s to early 50s.
Well, that's the thing, is that also you've had different Cables. Like you've had him come back from different eras. Like, you know, the original Cable, like the Liefeld stuff, he was like late 40s, early 50s.
Right.
Right. And then you got like the Joe Kelly stuff, and he was like a young, like white haired Steve Martin type, like a 30-year-old
without the comedy.
Yeah, without the comedy, just like a leisure staff. So yeah, you could do. I mean, as long as he's got white hair and a glowing eye, that you got something with the
and
guy.
A cybernetic arm.
And a cybernetic arm, pretty important.
Got to get that robot arm.
But he doesn't have that anymore.
Well,
we have to go with the gigantic stupid robot hand.
The missile arm.
Yeah, the missile arm.
How awful does Quicksilver look in the movie?
Looks terrible.
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 In the Avengers stuff, he looks fantastic.
I haven't seen any of the Avengers Quicksilver.
That's the... I can't tell you.
Why not? That's the end of Captain America?
Yeah, you get to see the two of them.
You get to see Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Who plays Scarlet Witch?
The hot Olsen sister, the one that's not twin.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the other one is the guy's playing who's playing Quicksilver right now also. He's very good. They're both like good actors. They didn't overdo anything with it. They didn't like put stupid silver hair like product in his hair.
Is he
like
in the green?
He's gonna be I think he's in a green no, he's you can't see the you don't see the costume.
Oh, all right.
But you also see, in the movie?
Yeah.
In what, X-Men?
Avengers.
Oh, in X-Men he's wearing like this weird
Yeah, he looks terrible.
With the goggles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like a Apollo owner.
It's like a CD disc man on him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's weird. Who would you cast as Cable?
I really would go for the general.
Just like the general from
Or like there's another dude. Did you watch House of Cards at all?
Yes.
Did you watch Generation Kill at all?
No.
Oh.
I got a good pick. Hear me out. It's not
Stephen Lang.
Stephen Lang. With Ant-Man?
I'm looking here.
Jeff Goldblum.
He wants to be Cable.
Who's that?
Celeryman.
Celeryman.
It's not Josh Holloway.
Not Josh Holloway. Okay.
But
I don't believe you.
It's almost...
even though you're telling me it's not Josh Holloway.
It's kind of in the realm of Josh Holloway. I feel like he has the potential to be a really good actor. But I think him playing Cable would be perfect and has nothing to do with the Terminator franchise. Sam Worthington.
No, thank you. We've done that already.
Why not?
Because he's not that great. I think that he's just like a dude who is in an action franchise and was picked at the right time. Was at the right time. I don't think there's anything beyond that guy.
Have you seen Wrath of the Titans?
Yeah, I have. I've seen both of them.
Great friggin' movie.
Well, how about The Rock?
I like no.
That's Cable.
No,
totally different.
I honestly don't want Rock doing anything else except for being Hercules for the rest of his life.
He's a big guy.
I would love him to see. I wish he was a Marvel Hercules.
I know. Did you see the Hercules trailer?
No.
Freaking fantastic.
Yeah. Like I can't make a bad movie.
Robert Layfield wants it to be The Rock.
Robert Layfield. How am I not getting these things in my ear?
Because he's making it up.
No, I am. No, I'm not. I'm not making it up.
He's like, yeah, making it up. Making all
I'm looking at a tweet that Robert Layfield put out.
Who's Robert Layfield?
Rob Liefeld.
Rob Liefeld.
That The Rock should be Cable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, Cyclops is played by Sam Worthington's perfect because he kind of, you could say, like, oh, he's Sam, he's the guy who plays, he's James Marsden's kid and from the future.
Why, in that case, why don't you just get James Marsden to play Cable?
Why not?
I'm okay with that.
I also hope that dude comes back as Cyclops.
It's never gonna. They ruined that, man.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Man. It's like the Ultimate Universe where like you kill a character and like, oh shit, we shouldn't have killed Wolverine. Like, what do we do with Wolverine now?
Your three best casting choices for that X-Men franchise were Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Mm-hmm. The guy really worked out.
Patrick Stewart.
Ian
McKellen.
Friggin' James Marsden.
Yeah,
Ian McKellen, I always felt was a little too old.
He's too, he is too old, but he's great at. Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's great as Magneto, but it's just he is an old man. He's a very frail looking.
The
old
first,
man.
The first Hanging one he was younger. Okay in. I mean, he got
yeah
by the last one.
If they somehow figure out how to keep Fassbender around, he like put gray hair in that guy, let him age. Like he is a great consummate Magneto.
Oh, he's a perfect Magneto. Yeah. And I like McAvoy as Professor.
He's tremendous.
He's awesome.
Well, that cast, I have no worries about that cast.
The Origins cast.
Yeah, I think they're all going to be fantastic. I think that stuff is going to be great. Peter Dinklage, it's going to be great. But it's the other, the holdover. Like I was very
Halle
happy.
Berry.
Yeah, I was very happy.
Halle Berry was not awful as
yeah, she was.
Storm. You think so?
Absolutely. She's the worst thing.
She was awful, but
she wasn't that bad.
As far as like looking for the role, like fitting the role.
Yeah, she is. Listen, Storm is a really great character when it comes down to it. She's an African thief, claustrophobic. Was buried under a pile of rubble, became an African goddess of weather, and then became a thief in Japan with a mohawk.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
My pick for Storm would be
Zoe Saldana.
No. That's good.
That new chick from the Slave movie, 12 Years a Slave.
No, I didn't see it. And I totally forgot her name. She didn't kill Bill. She's Larry David's wife.
No.
Yes.
She's too old now.
Well.
No, maybe no, maybe like a, maybe when she was still
younger. Halle Berry's like 50.
Yeah, but she looks great. Like I'll give her that much. She does look. Mm-hmm. She looks great. I guess
it's gonna bother me now that I can't remember
her who. Name. Jada Pinkett Smith.
No.
How about the girl from Scandal?
Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
Nah. I like her, but nah.
I like her too.
She was from what's her name?
Wasn't she in
Django?
Wasn't she in
Django Unchained?
Wasn't she in the third X-Men movie though?
Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wasn't she one of the Morrison characters? She had like the wings on her back, or X-Men Origins. Am I thinking of the right?
Different girl.
Different black girl, different Rich. Black girl.
Sorry.
They can't all be Jada Pinkett Smith.
Not a racist.
Very good, very good.
I also hope that she comes nowhere near the X-Men movies. But is this going to be the nail in the coffin for the franchise?
No, I don't think so. I think it's probably going to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be very good.
You don't think this one's going to be good?
Not at all. I don't think it's going
to. But why? Because of the direction or because of the storyline?
I think the director, mostly. I think X-Men First Class was them going in the absolute right direction for X-Men.
Yeah.
And then now we're taking steps back to making it really carbon copy, a lot of like silver backgrounds and like
carbon copy of what?
Of the other X-Men movies, of the first,
like the
which are just very, they're very like Philip Glass, very like quiet rooms and like not very X-Men. Like X-Men, like in my eyes,
chaos.
It's punk rock.
Yeah,
it's young people. It's like it's really and it's cool.
X-Men 2.
Well, yeah, in general, like yeah. X-Men 2 had a lot of that stuff because a lot of young people in it. There's a lot of like cool stuff to do. X-Men Origins was perfect. It was all young people. They're having sex with each other. They're going out and have a good time. There's there's worry about racism and everything. It was good. It was good and solid. This just becomes like Hugh Jackman close ups.
Yeah,
and Ian McKellen.
X-Men translates well when it's a really amped up and violent Degrassi.
Yeah.
You know, because it's...
But I mean, that was a story. It was just like these wild teenagers that had all these powers and this one guy that was trying to like be like, hey, listen, don't blow up the world.
Yeah.
You know, let's use help it each for other. Good. Yeah, right. That was like the story. But I feel like for most people, X-Men is... They don't know that aspect of X-Men.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. That's every iteration of X-Men has...
Like the underlining story of X-Men is pretty much a civil rights movement, right? Like,
okay.
Partially.
But, yeah.
but people don't even see that. Like they can't put that together.
Well, because
I think it's equality for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. I think the equality thing gets across. I think because we have superheroes in the same universe, it takes away from the whole mutant problem.
Yeah.
Like, there's other guys that are a lot more dangerous. Like the Hulk is a lot more dangerous than like worrying about, the girl with the butterfly wings.
Like I think that old people see is right? Like people go to the movie and they're like, oh look, it's Wolverine, that's it.
Yeah, like, but that, I'm saying, but the essence of the movies were that they're different and they need to be protected by this old man in the wheelchair.
Who taught them how to love and because like that's a whole allegory for puberty, racism,
statutory rape with Wolverine.
Puberty, racism, and homophobia, xenophobia. Yeah. Like that's what the X-Men represent. I don't think that translates in the screen at all. Yeah. You know, but whatever. You got to make a movie.
Well, they always do the same crappy thing. They have like a picket, and they have like some like asinine, like stereotypical racist guy, and
I thought all mutants.
And Magneto wraps a
you mutie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Magneto wraps a car around his head and call it a day.
Yeah, because he's the militant.
How closely is this following the storyline? Like from the comic book,
the original,
I
mean, we don't know how it plays out yet in terms of.
But have they
movie,
yeah. Because Days of Future Past was
famous story.
81,
yeah.
It was only two issues, also.
Yeah,
but it's one of the well known ones.
Yeah. And you had Wolverine looking like Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah,
like the most defining thing about Days of Future Past is was the first time you get to see the future in X-Men.
Right,
that was the first time you had like a future storyline where the characters still exist.
Alternate reality.
Yeah,
This is a sequel of the one from 8 years ago, Last Stand. This is the sequel to Last Stand.
No, Origins.
No.
It's both.
Days of Future Past acts as a sequel to...
Origins and Last Stand.
Because it's both of those universes coming together.
And it's trying to rectify the X-Men 3, basically.
They're not going to make... I don't think they're going to make mention to Last Stand beyond... Cyclops is dead and Phoenix is dead.
I guarantee you that your resolution for this flick is
mind warp.
Phoenix coming, Jean Grey coming back,
of course.
And Cyclops possibly coming back. You're gonna get Cable and Apocalypse. The next movie I could see being Age of Apocalypse.
It is Age of Apocalypse,
which would be really interesting.
Well, that's what I think. What they're gonna do.
I'm a big fan of Age of Apocalypse.
Then you'll love the next movie.
I think they'll ruin it.
What they're gonna do is they're probably gonna, since they have all this time travel stuff, they'll probably kill young Xavier in this and cause a weird.
And then they have to go back. Yeah.
See what I would like to happen is, and we might get it, is that just to separate the movie from its contemporaries, I would love this X-Men movie to end on a downer. Mm-hmm. So you kind of want to see where it goes. Like, how screwed up did they make the future?
And I like to see him spend more time, aside from Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, he does have a sense. I think he's probably one of the better things going on that mm-hmm. in the series, but let's get a little bit more Beastie time and some more Banshee stuff.
And you saw it on Raw, too, man. Hugh Jackman's starting to look a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know, so, like...
He's still jacked.
What has he got? Yeah. Like, he's got maybe, like, three more Wolverines.
Oh, look at Stallone. Look at Stallone still doing Rocky at, like, 60.
But, different story. Jackman said, I think he's done after the third movie. After the next Wolverine movie. That's it.
And then maybe you could go to, like, a younger storyline, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're saying that Apocalypse is scheduled to come out 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
May 2016.
2 years,
so,
man. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. I just wish the Sentinels didn't look as...
They look so crappy.
I know.
I hope that's because they're like the proto-Sentinels. I hope that somehow that there's a little bit more to it. It's such an easy design. Like, I don't understand why Singer has such an issue with the friggin' robots. Because as long as we've been watching X-Men movies... They always said, "Oh, it's too costly to put robots in the movie. Can't do Sentinels."
Yeah,
like you have all this other crap going on. You had the bridge turning into spaghetti in the one movie, but you can't have robots walking around.
Yeah, it's weird, man. And plus, like these what they're showing, they just look like personal fans.
Yeah,
you know, they look like like personal massagers. Also, and also like another weird thing is that in X-Men 2, you saw a glimpse of a Sentinel being taken apart.
Oh, and the head drops and everything?
Right. So it makes kind of like zero sense.
And it was like pretty classic Sentinel head, right?
It was the Danger Room with Colossus and Wolverine.
It was a classic head, though, with the bars.
So I have a question. Yeah. How do you think they're going to introduce Apocalypse? Because that's a complicated storyline to introduce for film.
So easy. Mm-hmm. You have one scene of some history teacher talking about the roots of mutants and saying, showing hieroglyphics of Apocalypse in ancient Egypt times. And saying this could be the first mutant that ever existed.
Yeah. And the voiceover.
And have a cult involved with it throughout in the background.
But what was Apocalypse's story? He was just like a child.
He was one of the very first mutants.
Then he was like totally abused and like
he was a slave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And most slaves are abused.
He was like the opposite of Moses.
Yeah.
Where he was a slave and rose up
and he took over.
Instead of freeing mutant kind, it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
You know.
I love Apocalypse.
Everyone does.
He's the greatest character. I mean, he's indestructible.
Yeah. Well, it'll be nice to see X-Men without, you know, Magneto being the bad guy, like in every movie.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
But is he a bad guy?
Apocalypse?
No, Magneto.
He's the Martin Luther King. He's the Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Professor X's Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
Which is a good, you know, it's a good analogy, but they don't really go into that. Now it's like with the movie franchise, it's just like that they were friends who had a disagreement.
Yeah,
and they were, you know,
because you want to see them buddy buddy.
And why is Xavier walking again in this movie?
I see that's the hook for me to kind of be like, oh, what happened here?
I just know sloppy writing. I didn't think there was anything like a bigger.
Is he walking throughout the movie?
Well, the young one is because the end of Origins ended with him getting crippled by Magneto.
So how do you think the time travel is going to play into it?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, what's going to be the... because it's from what I assume, it's Wolverine trying to piece everything together.
I think it's going to be like Wolverine with Bishop and Blink and mm-hmm. them, like, and Blink using the teleporting to bring him back there because the Sentinels are now the biggest thing and they're, you know, they've enslaved the mutant race and the whole nine. You know, like the classic storyline. I think it's going to be very... Very, like, cut and dry, black and white, like, nothing complicated about the time travel. Just going to be, we got to go change the past, and how are we going to interact with people? And maybe we'll see young Jean Grey, and, like, Wolverine will be like, Jean.
Oh, well, then you know you're going to get that. So Wolverine travels to the past, grabs young Xavier.
Goes into his old body. Uh-huh. Goes into young Wolverine body. Mm-hmm. Just like Kitty Pryde did. And then he's like, Snick Bub. Let's solve these problems.
Come with me to the future. Let's figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to future. I think most of it's going to take place in the past.
So the next three films that are part of that franchise is Apocalypse 2016, Wolverine 3 2017, and then X-Force.
Yeah. Yeah.
So does X-Force kind of continue the storyline, or is it going
to
be
it depends on what X-Force they do. They could do the Cable stuff.
I think they're going to have to.
No, but they also do the much more popular current one is like the Wolverine like killing X-Men dude.
I think that's
more likely
what they're gonna go, because if you're getting the Guardians of the Galaxy with your updated thing, I think you're gonna get an updated X-Force with
let's get both
and because Warpath is in
this movie
right? It's not Thunderbird. Okay, so you're getting Warpath, you're getting Blink, Quicksilver, I keep forgetting who we're
Scarlet
like.
Witch.
Scarlet Witch.
Bishop.
Mystique.
Scott Puente.
And you get
Robocop. I hate Mystique.
Get out of here.
Can I tell you? I hate it. I hate that character.
Why?
I never did anything for me.
Great character. Great villain.
Mm-hmm. Look at me. I have purple skin. And, in the comic book,
blue
I liked
blue skin.
In the comic book, I liked her.
Not in the movie.
I agree with you. Not in
that.
The movie.
Yeah.
I think they made her weird. I feel like they wanted to put Psylocke in there, and then they kind of like, they're like, oh, well, this looks more like a complex role.
I like Jennifer Lawrence is Mystique.
She's approved
in X-Men Origins.
Crazy about Rebecca Romijn.
She looked amazing,
yeah. But I was never behind like the bumpy skin thing.
No?
No.
I think it's easier to do it that way because it covers up the lady parts.
Yeah, but you know what? I think the thing about Mystique is visually, like, her costume hasn't really changed over the years.
Yeah.
I think she looks fantastic. The blue, the red, and, like, the white, you know, with skulls and everything. Mm-hmm. Was such a cool look, and I think you can make an updated version of that.
Yeah.
But I didn't think we needed to go, like, the whole naked, bumpy skin thing.
I don't mind it at all. I don't mind it.
Smooth skin for me.
By the way, do you know what the budget for this one was?
Too much.
No. Actually, it's one of the least one, 120. Actually, no, it's a lot. $225 million.
It's a lot of fucking money.
It's the highest budget that they've had. The lowest one was the first one, $75
million. Yeah, because no one was investing in
it. Yeah, it made $300 million worldwide. X-Men 2 made $407 million.
Mm-hmm.
Last Stand made $459 million. Wolverine did $373.
Mm.
First Class did $353. And The Wolverine did $414
million. That was actually a really excellent movie.
The Wolverine?
The Wolverine.
Last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really highest enjoyed it.
It was good. I think it was the best of the bunch. I think it was excellent.
Yeah.
It was good.
I think I
had Magneto and Xavier at the end, too.
Yes.
When they show up at the end.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's got bone claws in this. And, you know, that's another part of the movie where, like, at some point,
it's get metal.
He's going to get that adamantium back.
Because they show him the bone claws in the commercial and with metal claws.
Okay. So something's going to happen. Well, that could just be him traveling to his old body.
Two Wolverines.
Mechanical Wolverine. From the 90s.
Albert.
Yeah. I'll go check it out. You know, I still got to see Captain America.
Captain America was the best. Captain America was such a satisfying film.
When is Burnout going to happen, though?
Which one?
Like, when is... See, that's the... I feel like it's
the Burnout has to
it's
happen.
Because Cap was extremely well-reviewed, well-rated.
The first one.
This one. Yeah. Like, you saw it, you loved it, liked it better than the first one, right?
Yeah.
I
think it's in all of the Avengers movies, that's my favorite one.
Spider-Man got terrible reviews so far. Spider-Man comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? Now, do you think the burnout on X-Men will hinge on Spider-Man at all?
See, that's the thing, is I think the burnout's going to happen elsewhere beyond... I think that's the one benefiting part of having, like, the Avengers property being separate from, you know, the X-Men world and Spider-Man world. I think you'll definitely get it from the X-Men stuff, more than likely. Which will hopefully be the thing that eventually allows them to sell it back to Marvel.
Okay.
I think the Avengers stuff is just being handled very smart, and I think they're getting better at what they do. If Captain America is any indication of where it's going. Because I definitely was feeling the burnout with Thor, too.
Okay.
I can't get through that movie.
I love that movie.
One day I'll do it. One day I'll get through the whole thing.
See, and that's like psychologically and also like monetarily, you know, like it's very expensive to go to the movies now. And I've had this conversation with like at least six people this week about how Sunday afternoon, I was like, oh, let's go see Captain America 2. And I looked up ticket prices and I was like, $16.75? No. That's not happening.
Where are you going for $16.75?
Fresh Meadows.
For 3D?
For 3D.
I don't do 3D.
But it's $2 cheaper to not get the 3D, so $14.75.
I usually buy the 3D package regardless of anything, but I realize that I really should because you really can't see all the action because it's so much dimmer.
Right.
It's not as I feel like I'm losing out, so I made the justification not to do it anymore.
And you know, like your movie ticket prices are between
it's a night out
in the city. Yeah, you're going between like let's say $11 and $15 per ticket. And I think that factors into the burnout because, like, let's say you bought a ticket for Cap and you're like, oh, this is awesome. I love comic books. I'm going to go see Spider-Man. Well, this movie sucked. I'm going to go see X-Men. Well, this movie sucked. Then you're out. You're kind of just like, what makes that same person go see Guardians of the Galaxy? Hoping it doesn't suck.
Well, I think because no one knows anything about Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that movie it's a Marvel property, but you could tell that movie just being a wacky sci-fi movie. Which honestly, there isn't much of a market for anymore. But
right.
I think they did cut a really incredible trailer that would draw people into it.
Yeah.
And the novelty of a raccoon. But I don't think the...
You got Bradley Cooper raccoon.
I don't think the quality of the film matters that much to the overall want for people to keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I love the Fast and Furious movies because they're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
But they keep on coming back for those movies. I mean, we're still talking about friggin' what's his name? The guy who died.
Vin Diesel.
No, but he's alive and well.
Paul Walker.
Yeah. You're still talking about like how his death is going to affect this franchise,
right?
Which is a franchise about driving cars around a circle,
right?
And DVD sales again, like a piece of crap movie can do a fortune on DVD sales. So financially, I don't think it's going to hurt it too much. I don't think the ticket price is going to hurt overall. I think they're going in the wrong direction with the main Spider-Man. I think they're throwing too much crap in there again. Like that's what the common. Quote about the movie is that it's just a lot of like bad narrative,
and
a lot of stuff happening. I think X-Men, if it's any indication of what I've seen from Bryan Singer, it's probably going to be very subpar, and I think it'd burn people out. But I don't think it's going to affect the movies until the original cast starts leaving.
Okay,
like I think like once Tony leaves, the Robert Downey Jr. thing, it's going to affect the overall want from these people for whatever reason.
Yeah, but also you're getting. Under the Marvel/Disney banner, you're also getting a new Star Wars.
Well, that's what I want to talk about also.
Let's talk about that Star Wars.
I'm super psyched for freaking Star Wars, man.
Oh, my, man.
I know this guy's super psyched for Star Wars.
Don't tell the story.
Shaking his head.
I hate Star Wars.
I
don't want to know about Robot Man and Tin Can Boy.
So they announced the cast this week. You got...
I'm going to look it up right now.
Oscar Isaac from Inside Llewyn Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You've got... what's his name? Doomhole,
Peter Mayhew is Chewbacca.
You have the original cast. You have the entire, all the regular dudes. You have C-3PO, R2-D2. R2-D2. what's his name? Princess Leia, Han Solo, all those dudes. Luke Skywalker.
Max von Sydow.
Max von Sydow probably going to be the new, big bad guy. Or the new Obi-Wan.
Okay.
They have Black Eye as the guy top billing from Attack the Block. Really good movie.
Idris Elba.
Oscar Isaac. Who's the other one that's in it? Adam Driver from Girls.
Right.
One girl has been cast. They said they're gonna do another one. I'm psyched for these movies, man. I haven't been this psyched about Star Wars in a long time because I know that's not gonna be a George Lucas project.
Right. That's the thing, man. Like this is a dream come true because what's his Andy Serkis?
Andy Serkis, yeah. He's gonna play the new Chewbacca.
New Chewbacca. Yeah,
Chewbacca.
Everybody that you just mentioned, along with Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Kenny Baker.
Who's the guy? Doomhole? What's his name?
Domhnall Gleeson.
Yeah, what's his name? Gleeson's son. Brendan Gleeson.
Okay.
Gleeson Jim.
I'm hoping it's, you're getting episode 7.
You are.
You're getting
a legit sequel to a movie.
I cannot wait.
And I was so, I guess because I was very against this because of, there's been so much extended universe stuff and we've seen what happens after Star Wars. But now that they officially said none of that stuff happened, we are recreating the future. Whatever is in the movie is going to be canon. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get Boba Fett. They'd be stupid if they don't have Boba Fett return in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
Gonna be good, man. I hope it's gonna be. With the revitalization of the Star Trek franchise and the Star Wars franchise.
Well, Lindelof did an incredible job with Star Trek.
Yes, he did.
Much to the dismay of a lot of Star Trek people, but I think
shut up.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's awesome freaking movies. Yeah. I think this is gonna be more of what we want. All I want is the same aesthetic as the first couple of movies. I want that same type of set design. Yeah. You don't have to go crazy with stuff.
But with the action of the prequels.
Yeah, yeah. I want an improvement on the fight scenes, obviously. Right. But the set dressing, I want back to the degree that they had before. Like, I want stuff to look dirty. Mm-hmm. I want stuff to look like it's actually, a hub planet where people are coming and going. I want it to look like freaking Star Wars.
See, that's the thing, man. Like, a lot of people dump on the prequels, but there's a weird place in my heart for them. They're not the greatest... written movies ever made, right?
The prequels.
But aesthetically, phenomenal.
The prequels?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Aesthetically phenomenal flicks. The fight scenes, All the action scenes, tremendous. And that, if you can take those prequels and then learn from the mistakes that were made in them and then apply them to the new Star Wars flicks, we're in for mind-blowing Star Wars. For the next 10 years, we're getting mind-blowing Star Wars flicks.
See, when I talk about the aesthetics of the movie, I'm talking about like the ship designs and like, you know, the background crap. Like, I don't want more of Naboo. I don't want more glowing cities and stuff like that.
But they nailed the
Coruscant.
Coruscant.
Yeah. But I, you know, and even like their, what was their big war they had? The first one, like the Gungan, they had the Gungan battle, right? In the first one?
I think so. They had the pod race too in the first one, which was kind of cool.
The climax.
It was stupid, but it was cool.
The Darth Maul fight was awesome. Yeah. All the fights were really good. But I want like, I want a certain degree of like old school feeling to it. I want like pockets. I want clothes, like clothes.
You want more swashbuckling.
Not swashbuckling, but I just, there's a certain thing. Like, if you were to design a Star Wars toy to exist in the Star Wars universe, you'd have it look a certain way. You have, like, a spaceship you're making, it'd look a certain way. If you're building a playset that shows the inner workings of a space station, it'd look a certain way.
Yeah.
You know, like, the lit floors and stuff like that. Like, I want, like, it to feel like Star Wars. That was the biggest problem I had with the original Star Wars, aside from being poor movies, was that that didn't feel like Star Wars. It didn't feel, it just felt like another space movie.
Okay.
With big dog-eared people.
See, they felt very Star Wars-y to me, but it wasn't the story I wanted to hear told.
No.
You know? It wasn't, you know? Because, again, like, Lucas was the guy in charge of the prequels, which I feel like he definitely shouldn't have been, and I think that's David Lynch's fault, because he wanted David Lynch to do the prequels, and he was like, why don't you do them, George Lucas?
He wanted to do it since the beginning. He wanted him to do the second one.
Well, I mean, thank God that didn't happen. But
yeah, I would have liked to have seen Empire Strikes Back done by David Lynch.
I think Empire is perfect the way it is, but I think David Lynch doing the prequels leading up to Anakin's demise, absolutely
would be great.
I would have loved to see that, because you would have gotten some kind of like weirdo twist.
What they should have never, like, you know what they should have done is not done the first movie at all. They should have had, you know, like do a quick story about Anakin.
Baby Anakin.
Yeah, no baby Anakin, no pod racing, no need for that. Like, when I think of Vader, the last thing I think about is how much of an awesome spaceship guy he was.
Uh-huh.
How much of a pilot he was. The dude crashes in the first movie.
Right.
Not that great. And he was Big Van Vader.
Yeah. See, I would have liked him to be too old, like, and this is my take on it. We can debate this up and down forever, but ideally, looking back on those flicks, because, you know, like, and it goes from like the little nods from the original set of movies, you know, like trying to tell the history within this massive universe, and you know, there's a story going on.
But they don't tell you any history of it,
right? Like, what I would have done, you know, like one of the first things Obi-Wan says to Luke is, "Your father was a great star pilot when I met him." I wouldn't have had him as a kid in the prequel. I would have had him
as a teenager joining up with, like, becoming a pilot.
Right. Like,
makes sense, right?
17, 18, and I would have had him be with C-3PO already.
Well, yeah. Well, you know?
He built him and he's walking around.
I don't like the idea of him building C-3PO.
I
hate that. Because, like, he didn't have any insight into him later on.
The slave thing is weird.
I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't like believing this. Like, yeah.
Little too Moses.
I think it should have been a direct parallel to
Luke.
Yeah, exactly. It should have been first movie, him as a young man.
Yeah.
Whether it be, you know, like him, like you said, like him being like the Jedi, like the academy, not the Jedi Academy, like the pilot academy and stuff like that, and him starting out with that, and maybe create, like, you know, him meeting Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon and all that stuff.
And you could have still had the pod race.
But do you need to have the pod race?
Yeah.
You didn't have to have that.
You didn't have to have it, but it was cool. You know.
Like, but like the only other like real lore they really built up was like the Emperor stuff.
Right.
And which you kind of knew already. And the Boba Fett stuff and the Clone Wars, the clone troopers.
Right. See, the Emperor stuff I really enjoyed in the prequels.
Well, he was good.
The clone stuff was excellent, which was like, because I liked the second one, Attack of the Clones, because it was very, like, that's the thing with the second one. It was dark, but it wasn't as dark as Empire. You know, because that's, you know.
Dark because it was mostly shot in dark scenes. It was like the rainstorm happening half that movie.
Right. Like, Obi-Wan goes to like the planet that's like the rain planet.
Yeah.
Right, the rain planet. And he discovers that, like, holy crap, they're cranking out like these Jango
Fett, a bunch of Samoans.
Right. I think he's from
New Zealand,
yeah. Right? That they're cranking out these dudes. And it was kind of a cool thing. Again, like,
But that's the thing is like you like when you talk about these movies, you talk about the talking points. Like you you know Padres, Boba Fett clones getting cut in half.
Right.
Like if you there's no like at the heart of it. Like if the story if Star Wars is supposed to be the story of corruption, story of you know if you start with Star Wars 1, it's about Anakin Skywalker getting corrupted, finding redemption at the end of the story.
Right.
You don't even get a progression of him going and turning to an asshole. He was a sweet kid, a kind of a dumb teenager, and then all of a sudden, an asshole. Like he finds out maybe his wife is hurt up,
just on the deck of the Star Destroyer.
Yeah, and like I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna kill my brother for the most part.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about the no?
Awful. Everything about this movie. There's nothing. There's and when it comes down to it, the small redeeming factors of those movies are so overshadowed by some of the worst filmmaking I've ever seen in terms of money being thrown at it. That's just as bad as, like...
I think poor casting had a lot to do with
it. Casting was terrible. I mean, Ewan McGregor was perfect as Obi-Wan.
Love Qui-Gon Jinn, man.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, Mace Windu did his part, and, like, there's some okay Yoda stuff in it and everything, but...
There's a lot of cool Yoda stuff
in it. Yeah, and I do like the choices for Boba and Jango. I do think that that was some cool stuff, and it was pure fan service. They didn't have to do any of that stuff.
Right. Introduction of the other Jedis, the Jedi Council stuff was cool. Count Dooku was awesome.
Count Dooku was cool. What's his name was also good. The Sidious, General Sidious.
Yes. Yeah.
But that's like, that's cool stuff. But that's 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. There's still like the tapestry of three friggin' movies.
Right.
They've been waited for 20 years.
No Jar Jar.
No Jar Jar.
Dude, that's the thing that drives me up a wall is that within Jar Jar, George Lucas wanted to make a new Chewbacca. Can't make a new Chewbacca.
But it's not even close to Chewbacca. Like, Chewbacca was such...
That lovability.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had a personality. Like, he had a legit personality without ever having to say an English word.
Right.
And he had... Like, honestly, man, Han Solo brought a lot to the table.
Oh, yeah.
You go back and watch any of the original stuff, and, like, that dude was in almost every single freaking scene, killing it.
Always over it.
Still love the... His voice in Star Wars One, when he does the New Hope, when he does the like, hey, what's going on down there?
And he gets nothing.
That weird Harrison Ford voice. Awesome. Apparently, he has one of the bigger roles in the film.
Beautiful. Yeah. I think the movie's going to start. Episode 7 is going to start with Luke, Leia, Chewie, and Han all aboard the Millennium Falcon.
Eating sandwiches.
And then just blow it up.
I hope it's more complicated than just like these are the kids. You know, of like this is the next generation, it's their people, they're gonna reshape the universe, anything. I want some cool, complicated, like political stuff with them and like do some
action. You know you're gonna get that. You know you're gonna get Han Solo strapped into like a senator position because he's
I don't want that.
But you know he's gonna it's gonna be the Han Solo thing where like he breaks out of it and he's
sure, he fucked Gary Oldman, he knocked the guy out of the plane. I don't want that.
You're getting Air Force. You're getting Air Force One.
Millennium Falcon.
I'd pay to see that.
I really wish it would keep some of the stuff from like the old books with like there are like pockets of the Empire still left over there, still trying to rebuild and almost like a Hydra type.
They're like
thing.
The South.
But I want it to also feel like it's new shit. Like I don't want to feel like I'm just seeing, you know, the 2014 version of Star Wars. Yeah. I want to actually have some weight behind it.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. Psyched.
I'm pretty pumped, man. I want to go watch Star Wars.
A lot of money being pumped into those movies, too. Yeah.
That Disney money. Get that Disney money, bro.
I think they'll do a good job.
Yeah.
I think Lindelof will leave after the... is Lindelof? No, it's...
J.J. Abrams.
Abrams.
Would you lose your shit if the end of the first Star Wars movie, Wolverine, materializes somewhere?
And the Transformers come in?
Yep. Oh.
Oh man! They could literally do as much Marvel Star Wars crap they can handle.
Wolverine, bro.
Would your head explode if they did that?
I think it'd be
like all of a sudden like Magneto shows up in space.
And honestly, in my heart of hearts, it would be a terrible freaking idea.
But you want to see it?
But no, I'd like to see a comic book about that. Like I would like to see like a side project with that.
But you know what? You know what could very well happen, because when's the first flick coming out? Like next year?
Like, or 2 years or
like 2 years or whatever. And
it's supposed to come out like every like year or two.
Okay. I feel like you're going to get a little nod to Guardians of the Galaxy. You're going to see the ship or you're going to see something.
I think you're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah, I think it'll be like how Pixar treats their other movies. I think it'll be like you'll see like a license plate that says like Rocket Raccoon or something like that.
In the background.
Yeah.
Well, you can easily blend the two universes too because the Guardians cast are very... are very Star Wars.
We don't need that, though. We don't need to start.
Tree, raccoon,
Earth, Dagobah.
Earth guy.
You're going to see Batista's jeans somewhere?
Batista's jeans.
Batista's
I just want them. I just want them to keep it simple in terms of their roots when it comes from. I don't need like
you want Batista.
No, I.
By the way, my
Batista.
Father's very excited about this.
Of course, he's a smart man. Very
he
smart
loves
man.
Star Wars because he literally watches it every month.
I'm about to subject my girlfriend to watching Star
he
Wars.
He called the new ones that they did. He goes. He doesn't like Anakin because he says he's a little bitch.
He's a little bitch. Yeah. He's right.
That's what. Like he just called Darth Vader.
Get ready for a million questions.
Well, no, it is. Like, the reason why she never watched it is because the only, like, she never had, like, the older brother that made her watch or anything like that.
It's anti-Korean.
It's anti-Korean. But they also, the only thing she's really seen is from the prequels.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like, yeah, like, of course you're not going to want to watch this crap.
Uh-huh.
Like, you get young Harrison Ford, coolest dude in the world.
Man.
Billy D.
I know. I always kind of
Lobot.
Lobot.
Nobody cares about the incest twins.
Oh, they're so good.
Zuckus is
Empire. Here. Empire has one of my favorite openings to a film.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like the whole, like, you know, out in the snow thing and then the battle that comes afterwards and, you know,
the
like
escape.
Vader showing up and against the all white. Like, it's awesome looking stuff. And then splitting them off.
I'll tell you, I did like the last one that he did.
Jedi or
Revenge of the Sith?
Or
the prequels?
Yeah.
The prequel
last one from the prequel.
Where he gets cut in half.
Yeah. That was
the better one. That was the best one.
Yeah.
Well, the last fight makes up for it.
So you had the ending that you want.
I have the upper ground. I have the higher ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the ending was cool. How they show you he became Darth Vader.
I hate that. Him melting was pretty ridiculous. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, but also, as soon as the scene starts, I'm like, oh, of course they're going to have the last battle on a lava planet.
Yeah. You got to get melted, man. You got to get scarred up and melted.
So, but also, I never got behind the idea that he was so young and he got transformed into Vader. Because, like, there's how old was Luke when he started out? Like, he was a teenager. He was, like, 15, 16 years old.
He was, like, 16.
Maybe even 17, 18. And, like, what's his name was a gnarly old man, Vader.
Yeah.
He, like, the little bit of skin there was still alive.
Well, they had, like, 20-something year difference, right?
Like, yeah.
I'll give him 20 years.
Okay. So he was, like, 40 at most.
Yeah. At first Star Wars flick, let's say Luke is 17, right? 17, 18.
Yeah.
Last Star Wars flick, let's say he's 30.
No. Are you kidding me?
He's 30 in Jedi.
No, late possible. Wait a minute. No, it is
mid to late 20s. Mid to late 20s in Jedi.
No, because the relationship is the relationship between Han Solo and there's a year. There's like a year between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
I think there's more than a year.
No, because their relationship is still new between Solo and Leia.
I think it's
Because of the carbonite.
I think it's been more than a year.
No, I think it's just because we've seen so much Shao's the Empire crap.
Because he has to, because he completes his training.
But
if he's 30, that means Darth Vader is 50.
But that's his assumption. There's no fact saying that he's 30.
But if he's 25, let's say he's 25.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that 5 years happened between the first one.
You think only 2 years happened?
One of the things about Luke is that he passed all the trials like very quickly and at a younger age than most other people did because he was
okay. So he's between 40 and 50.
Mm. Who?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Yeah.
He's
originally, I don't think so. I think he was supposed to be an old. He's supposed to be like Obi-Wan Kenobi's age,
yeah,
or a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't that much of an age difference when he.
How old is Obi-Wan?
He's ageless.
Yeah.
Timeless.
Yeah.
Timeless. Some might say.
A Rolex.
He was like he was Al Guinness in 1980s. He was an older gentleman.
Yeah, that guy aged in 18 years, man.
I still can't. Two things before we wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Max Van Sydow is still alive. God bless him. And I still can't believe that Christopher Lee is still alive.
Oh yeah,
because I remember back when the Lord of the Rings first came out. Because I hope they somehow incorporate him into these movies. I remember reading that they had to refilm a lot of stuff with like digital because Christopher Lee was so sick. And the original trilogy.
Yeah.
And he's still doing Lord of the Rings stuff.
Yep.
Crazy.
Daddy's going to show up as Dooku again.
Dracula. I want him to just show up as Dracula, finally.
All right, everybody. This has been another episode of Behind the Counter. We'll see you soon. Good night. I'm Rich.
Ciao.